Oh my God! Oh my God! Am I overreacting? Welcome back to another episode of Good Influences, everybody.
Were you practicing that in the shower?
No, I just thought about it right now. I was like, what's a new way to do the show?
Keep everyone on their toes.
Sorry if you're driving and I just startled you. But
oh my God.
If you saw the name of the episode, we're talking about overreacting today. If you like the show, please give it a like. It really helps. Leave a nice comment. We love reading the nice comments.
Not the mean ones.
Please don't leave mean comments if you can.
I don't
help
like
it.
Any mean ones.
Head on over to goodinfluencespod.com for way more fun bonus content and some cool merch. And today it's going to be a real fun one because we're all either overreacting, underreacting, or
perfectly reacting.
Appropriately, perfectly reacting to different stories, scenarios, etc.
Always overreacting.
I wanted to talk about one just that is not from like the internet.
Okay.
Getting into a car accident.
Okay.
When I see people get into a car accident and they just start losing their fucking minds and like nobody's injured, it's always overreacting. There's no reason to start screaming when you get into like a minor.
Witnessing it or really being
in one. Like if someone accidentally rear ends you and the guy gets out of the car, are you fucking kidding me? This is my fucking car.
Right. No.
But it's so annoying. It's like, now my car's to get
fixed.
I
disagree. What if they like just spent their life savings to get their car fixed and then it happened again and they're having a bad day?
Or you have a fucking Tesla and it takes 10 months to fix it.
Yeah.
And then that'd be my, I would always be like, whoever's driving my car, I'd be like, I'm just scared because like, I don't care. Like, if an accident happens, whatever, I just am going to be pissed of how long it's going to have to be in the shop, and I have to fucking rent a car. And
when I see those, like, super old-school antique-like cars on the road, I'm like, oh. I make sure I am driving as cautious as I can around
it. It takes 2 seconds for something bad to happen, like, or someone else to just be bad
at
driving.
I'd be freaked out the whole time just driving, like, an old-school car like that around.
I'd be like, I'm going to break down.
Yeah. Like,
or hit
fear.
Someone's car because the brakes are going
to
go out.
Yeah, no way. But if you ever get in a car accident, though, the first thing you should say to the person is, are you okay?
Yeah.
Too. Like,
sure.
You got to come from a place of, like, are you all right?
And yeah, freak if out it's like later. A minor thing.
If there's, like, no damage or anything, yeah.
I mean, even if there is damage, like, if you can get out of your car and talk, let's just be normal human beings. It happened. It's an accident. Like, we're just going to talk like human beings, but. Like, there was that one time where that guy, like, trapped me in my driveway and smashed into my car.
Well, yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Got out of the car and was screaming at me. I'm just like, dude.
But that's not an act. Nothing happened.
Well, no, he smashed on the side of my car.
Oh, that's right.
I had to take it to the shop, and his car was a little fucked up, and his partner got out and was like, we talked about this in therapy.
That was crazy. Yeah, he obviously has some issues.
But I also, funny. I don't know, like, you see, like, people just, like, when you're driving, you see people pulled over on the side of the highway, and they're just yelling at someone, and it's like, an accident happens all the fucking time. These little fender benders. I know it's not ideal.
I think it's dependent on, like, what if you were driving and you saw that person literally just like this on their phone and then they slam into you?
I'd be like, hey, bud, maybe don't look at your phone when you're maybe I would get a little angry.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't scream. Screaming is crazy.
When you have been in a car accident, though, do you like ever film the person? I always past one that happened to me, I like recorded and was like, are you okay? Is everything good? But like, I'm not
like
putting
purposes.
The camera in their face, but it's like my own little body cam just to like have the whole situation go
no,
down.
Like, really smart. Really smart.
And I always, but if someone is yelling at you and overreacting and that whole interaction is cussing you out, does that affect like the insurance claim at all?
I don't think so.
No.
So you have every right just to yell and cuss and
probably.
Be pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh.
I don't think I would be that way. I think I would be too, like, freaked out.
Have you been in an accident before?
No. I did. There was one time it was the middle of winter. And, like, you know, sometimes when you're, like, stopping but your car just skids, it did that. But we were literally, like, at a stop sign. So I wasn't going fast at all. And it literally was just, like, a little ding.
Into a car?
Yeah. And the guy got out of his car and was, like, mad. But I was, like, sorry. Like, literally nothing I could do. I was sliding because of the snow. But there was nothing wrong with the car.
Yeah, that's good then.
But he was like kind of rude. He was like, well, watch it. And I'm like, okay,
watch it.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I guess, people like if they spend a lot of money on their car and they just got it cleaned or whatever fixed.
Are they trying to be somewhere at a certain time too?
But just now they have to like deal with everything, especially if it's bad.
It's a pain in the ass, but I think yelling in public is crazy.
It's a release of anger, but it's also like you're not going to get anywhere. Like,
no,
yelling.
Yeah, let's just
But some people just get pissed.
Yeah. I just think people, or like the other day I was driving in the Equinox, whatever, parking lot, And I just heard this, like, guy and girl just going at it. They were, like, in a relationship, and he was just like, well, you never listen to me when I, blah, blah, blah. And they were in the parking lot.
Oh,
and you
could hear the whole
complex could just hear it. Like,
nice.
I just
what were they fighting about?
he was just like, you just never listen to me when I'm telling you that I'm whatever. I couldn't really hear it. It was just like yelling, but the vibes were just so bad. And it's like in a full crowded parking lot, just people walking around. Like, how do you not have the awareness to be like, you know what? Can we go inside the car
nice.
And not like do this in front of everybody?
Because they're toxic.
Oh, you mean to do it on purpose?
No, I just think
they just don't care.
Yeah.
It's a sign of like a toxic relationship if they're openly yelling.
Yeah, growing up, I had neighbors that were right behind us, like basically shared yards, and they would be yelling at each other outside all the time. And my parents were like, God, Lord, like.
Oh, yeah.
That's
There's
always
one apartment like near us that like, especially late at night on like a Saturday or Friday, you hear them yelling.
Oh, shit.
Like a boyfriend and girlfriend? Like
boyfriend
a couple?
And boyfriend. West Hollywood, buddy. But I always think of them every time I like walk by their apartment because their windows are open. You can see them like up there, and I'm like, damn, that's that couple that yells a lot. And I said it going up to the apartment because our friend lives in it.
Oh,
and I was
like,
oh shit. Like, I didn't want them to like hear me that I'm like, that. Those are the people that yell all the time.
My next door neighbor, like, they will fight, and like, but he will like call her a dumbass and like. It's crazy.
Patricia and I, though, when we are, like, running late and she's not ready, I'll be like, come on, let's go. And we are, like, but it's, like, constructive yelling. We're just being theatrical. We're not, like, mad, but we're, like, but then sometimes
but
I'm like, fuck, our neighbors probably
think
that
fighting.
We are, like, really yelling, but I'm just like, let's go. Like, shout it.
You put a little sing-song in it?
A little. I should let's be putting go. A little bit more sing-song, but we're just getting annoyed, but it's all theatrics. Like, it's
you just
not.
Play like terrible sounds, like
and I'm like, fuck, I think
fighting
they hear
sounds.
Us.
All right, well, I can start us off strong with
cool.
an
Let's
am
hear
I overacting?
Oh, yeah.
Am I overacting? My parents keep having sex, knowing me and my siblings are in close vicinity.
Oh, I got this one too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
To add some context, my parents' room is connected to the living room. Knowing this, they will have sex knowing me and my siblings are in the other room. They never bother to be quiet and makes makes me and my siblings uncomfortable. This has been happening since I was 8. I'm 15 now, and I hate it.
Oh, poor kid.
And they know we're out there because we've gotten tired of it and yelled to them, stop. And they don't. I tried confronting them, and they said, we pay the bills. We can do what we want in this house. Yes, it might be true, but it doesn't make it okay. At least I don't think that would be something okay to do when you have roommates, so I don't see how it would be okay to have loud sex with your kids in the vicinity. If you guys can give me advice to get them to stop, I'd really appreciate it.
Oh, boy.
I saw a comment that I was like, that's perfect. It was like, publicly embarrass them.
Yeah.
So when you're out to like dinner or something with like their friends or family, you could be like, oh, I'm so tired. And they'd be like, why? And it's like, oh, because my parents were fucking like every day this week and were so loud and it was keeping us away.
But maybe they're embarrassed by it and they don't want to like.
I mean, the kid's 15. That's tough.
It seems like really bad to do in front of an 8-year-old, like let your 8-year-old hear you have sex. It feels
even
like
a 15-year-old. You shouldn't be doing that.
It feels like borderline like. CPS gonna show up here?
Yeah, that sounds abusive.
Ooh, that's so tough. What do you do?
I mean, I would definitely be pissed too. I'd be like scared and like.
I think you just gotta have a sit down conversation. Like, it's making it extremely uncomfortable. Like,
or
you guys
just
need to like find a time and a place. Like, I have no problem with you guys being intimate with one another. can we
you're
at
like
least
the parent
have some
in
like signal or something or give you guys
didn't
like a
time?
Did
she say that? Like, I've tried telling them and they're like, it's our house.
Yeah.
Is it vocal or like mechanical?
Yes,
sounds?
It's loud.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's even
could
like.
You imagine?
Maybe you get
mechanical sounds.
Speakers and you play porno way louder than they're having when they're doing it.
Yeah, they should play like white noise or something to just like muffle out the sound. But
I couldn't imagine.
I know. I'm trying to think like if I had children, I feel like I'd be so like, not anywhere near.
Yeah.
It's really bad parenting.
Yeah. Castrate the man so he can't do it anymore. Snip.
Yeah.
I always wondered that though when like back in the olden days when people were living in like log cabins, like one room log cabins. I'm always like, when did the parents go have
it's like,
sex?
Go play
like,
in the
this
snow.
Is where the kids, it's like we're gonna
wait,
go
that's
to
such
the
a good question.
Strawberry patch. We'll be back later.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when did they have time to have sex? But then again, I bet when you're having sex, you were making babies. Like, you know,
maybe they just went to the woods.
Probably.
Ugh.
I couldn't imagine.
That's
Damn.
Such a good question.
I have one that's kind of similar to that.
Okay.
And it is, let me just pull it up. 1 second. Here we go. So I went to visit my mom in Bosnia with my boyfriend of 7 years. We're at the beach with my 18-year-old half-sister, and suddenly my mom just takes her top off.
Oh, God.
No warning, no, hey, is this cool? Just fully topless.
Oh.
It wasn't a nude beach, and she's never done that before, even when it was just us. I was super uncomfortable. My boyfriend was, too. I walked away to decompress, told her I was moving down the beach. She didn't even respond. Later, she told my sister I needed to be more open-minded. It's the 21st century. But here's the thing. She used to criticize her sister for going topless. So what changed? Oh, yeah. She got a boob job last year.
Oh.
Oh, there it is.
So when, I asked if she would go topless around her 25-year-old son, she said no, that would be inappropriate. So why is it fine around my boyfriend?
Yeah.
I don't care that she was topless. I care that my boyfriend was there and that she didn't think it was worth even mentioning. Am I overreacting?
No. I'm all for, like, free the nip, but that's too far.
Yeah, there's a time and a place in context of, like...
One time I was at the Roosevelt Hotel, like, laying by the pool one day, and there were two women literally just laying there topless, and I couldn't believe it.
At the Roosevelt Hotel?
TJ and I were like, what
they allowed
fuck?
It?
Like,
yeah. No one said anything?
No, like, people were, like, giving them drinks and stuff. I was like, this is crazy.
Were they, like, old ladies?
No, they were, like, hot girls.
That's why.
TJ and I were like, what? And there's, like,
Ahuga.
Kids there. Yeah, like, it was regular hotel. Crazy.
What time of day was this? Like?
Where is it again?
There were kids there?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Roosevelt Hotel. Yeah.
I was like, there's, like, this little kid in floaties in the pool and these two divas just naked.
Damn.
I feel like that's illegal.
Yeah, I feel like for a hotel, that would be, like, this is a private establishment.
It was so wild. And they were there for, like, over an hour.
Wow.
We were just, couldn't believe it.
You just go and post up at the Roosevelt Hotel sometimes?
We did like a staycation there. I mean, it was like a while ago.
They have good like day party kind of thing vibes. Yeah. Like you can get like.
I saw Tom York DJ there one time.
That's fucking sick,
yeah,
Aaron.
Yeah, it was really cool. Wow. It was before I lived in LA. I was visiting for the first time and I went with my friend and it was really sick.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I don't think they're overreacting. That's
not
crazy.
Overreacting. No.
Wait, was this is this their mom or sister? Or friend?
This was her mom.
That is your mom. She's like, woo.
Although, like the only thing I would say is like maybe the mom is like, this is what we do in Bosnia. Like,
that's what I was thinking.
But they were
too.
Visiting Bosnia.
Yeah, but it's like I'm back in my home country. This is what we do.
Oh, she's from there.
It was unclear.
I think
they
either
were visiting
way,
their
though,
mom in Bosnia.
So she
lives
there.
In Bosnia.
I think it's so inappropriate to do in front of like your young daughter's partner,
yeah,
who's a boy. Like if she's uncomfortable doing it in front of her son, she shouldn't be doing it in front of her daughter's boyfriend.
It was like a girl, she knew what she was doing.
Unless she was like, Razor has always done this, and it's like, I know my mom, she's always been this way. Then I'd be like, okay, then she's just like, okay, no one, you know, don't have to look if you don't want.
Yeah, she's sorry your boyfriend thinks I have good tits.
Yeah, some good titties.
Like it's
giving
also
that. Also the fact she got the boob job to show him off.
Yeah.
Yeah, she knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
Also, like, give him a little warning.
Yeah. Before you bring the jugs out.
Or bring Matt and I in your next trip.
I think it's just interesting that the daughter was like, she's never done this. They don't do it here. Like, we weren't on a nude beach.
Yeah, it was clearly intentional.
Very weird.
Very weird.
Okay.
You're going to get real dark sunglasses if you go to a nude beach.
So no one knows where you're looking.
Just, I'm looking.
You're just staring.
I'm reading my book.
Okay, am I overreacting for being annoyed when my friend rearranged my kitchen without asking?
Ooh.
I hosted a small dinner party last weekend where my close friend, 27 female, decided to organize my kitchen while I was cooking. I came back from the grill to find she completely rearranged my spice cabinet, moved all my cooking utensils to different drawers.
That's so annoying.
And even tossed a few specialty tools she deemed unnecessary. When I expressed surprise, she said, "You're welcome. Now you'll actually be able to find things." What bothers me the most is that she didn't ask. She just assumed her system was better. Our other friends think I'm overreacting because she was just trying to help, but it feels like a violation of my space. Am I overreacting for being upset about this and asking her not to reorganize my home without permission in the future? I don't want to seem ungrateful, but it's made me uncomfortable cooking in my own kitchen.
It's pretty condescending. Like, well, now you can find it. It's like, I was fine before. Sorry, it's not good for you.
Is a friend a professional organizer?
Yeah, that true.
If the friend was a professional organizer and they did it, I'd be like, wait, oh my gosh. And they go, so now this is there. I'd be like, this is perfect. But if it was some crazy friend who moved shit around, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. I feel like if they probably would have mentioned if they were a professional organizer, right. Just like for context, it's giving like they were just like, this is bad. I'm going to fix it.
Yeah, a professional throwing organizer. Things away. I would need to hear like rationale completely. Yeah.
I kind of might be on the side of the organizer. This girl sounds like maybe, or this person's like, maybe their life just isn't really that put together. And it might have been like a friend who's just really trying to help. They're like, dude, it's like when you guys came to my house and you were like, why are there cups here and cups here?
True.
And if like, you know, you just helped me organize.
If she tidied, I wouldn't have a problem. The organization, moving one thing into a whole other cabinet or drawer, that's
can throw
a big
off your
thing.
Day.
If throwing things away is a crazy thing to
do. That is nuts. You can't throw other people's property
away. If it was expired spices. It's okay.
Expired spices.
Sure. But like,
I think it would just be jarring.
Moving utensils is so fucking annoying because like you're opening that door so many times. It's like muscle memory at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's like, she doesn't live there, correct?
No.
So it's like, don't mess with someone else's things like that. Especially because like she's probably used to her kitchen. She's okay where things are.
Yeah. I'm always like fascinated though in kitchen cabinetry spaces, like what should be in which cupboards and drawers.
Ooh,
like,
I wonder
there is like a logic to it on where things should be.
What should go above the dishwasher?
I don't know, Carly. It also depends where your dishwasher.
I have like cups and plates and stuff. Sometimes it's easiest to put away.
Sink, refrigerator, oven is usually a triangle, and then you have things in correspondence to that triangle, but it all depends on where how your kitchen is like laid out. I've heard that like logic about how it needs to operate, or also how you build a kitchen from scratch. It should always be within that triangle.
Oh,
because it makes like cooking, cleaning, and getting your supplies really easy. And also like if there's sometimes like a mini wet bar, like a sandwich place, or things where there needs to be stuff on top of it, that's where you cook. There's all this logic to it.
Yeah.
But I never know. Someone has to come in and figure it out. But I'm
an
satisfied
organizer
with how mine works. But I would just like to know the logic, if she had any.
Yeah. I would have been like,
if she
I wish
just,
you asked.
If she was just cracked out after a bunch of glasses of wine and on Adderall.
But also maybe
crack
just like
on crack.
Involve her and be like, hey, come here, I'm going to show you how to organize your kitchen. We're going to do this together. I'm going to, like, do it for
Don't
you.
Don't say that to me during the middle of a party.
No.
While you're manning the grill.
Yeah.
That's great, yeah. I don't like that either, too. I'd be like, don't, like, why are you talking to me that way? Like, this is my kitchen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I it's tough. Usually we need more context.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
I think if she was a professional organizer, she'd be like,
I'm like, this person's throwing away their stuff. Like,
yeah,
that's
the most egregious part. You can't throw away my shit without
deeming it unnecessary. You're like, this is unnecessary. You don't need it. Like, do you know what they
my
cook
forks.
Every day?
Yeah. My knives.
Have you seen that trend of people who are like, fuck a produce drawer? Like, or that you put all your condiments basically down in the bottom of your refrigerator, and you actually put your produce in where your condiments are in your door, because it also promotes like better healthy eating and snacking and stuff, because you're really never using mustard and ketchup every single day.
That's
you should
tea.
And your produce are the one things that you forget are down there, and they go bad. So by having them like right when you open up,
it feels wrong.
A better flow of consumption.
Like a drawer of like mustard and stuff feels wrong.
You'll find what you need down there.
That's
like,
true.
It's just an
interesting
approach.
No, that's pretty good. I do put stuff in the door that I want to remember to eat. Like if I have like little baby carrots or something, I put them in the door, because that's like when you open the
you
fridge.
See it, yeah.
Yeah, it's the closest thing to your
good
eyes.
Yeah. Never even thought about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I overreacting? I record in a studio, and I recently discovered that they film something egregious in that studio when we're not there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
ChatGPT.
Yeah.
No, I just was pretending that, like, one of us wrote in.
Yeah.
Egregious.
Egregious.
Okay. This is a tough one. My dad is slowly poisoning himself. There's nothing I can do. And it's got a little Amazon. Did you guys see this one?
Yeah. I saw it, but I didn't look into it at all. I didn't know.
I just am not familiar enough. I read it, but I'm not familiar enough with, like...
Is it colloidal silver?
Methane blue.
Methylene blue solution.
Okay.
Hello, all. Before I get started, make it clear. I love my dad clearly and want nothing but the best for him, so I'm hoping for the best advice. I, 20 male, live with my dad, 40 male, and the last couple of years have been an insane health kick regarding organic products and the types of soaps and detergent he uses, which is great, and I'm so proud of him as he's been looking healthier and more energetic. As of recently, he's been buying and trying to put me on to interesting products that you can find at your everyday local retailer, and I think it's for good reason. For one, he's trying ivermectin, which is known to treat parasites in humans and animals, and like a horse paste. That's the one I would say for you on, but the second product he's now using is methylene blue solution. Now, for
like
those
RFK
who
RFK uses it.
Who does?
RFK, I'm pretty sure.
Well, there you go. For those who are unaware, methylene blue solution is a dye used to treat used for treatments that fall under the category of tissue problems and a blood disorder. But not only is he taking the product, he's putting a staggering 15 to 20 drops in his water before swallowing it. It's been 2 days, and he says he feels better, but I can't help but think this isn't safe. High doses of the stuff is poisonous, and I want what's best for my dad. He said he's ordering me some, but I might just throw it away and pay him back if it's dangerous. Does anyone help me?
Well,
interesting.
Yeah, just like, I don't know. I don't know the science behind any of that
stuff. One of the top comments was like, this, yeah, you're right. This is like, he's going to end up poisoning himself.
Well, if he's on such a health kick, hopefully he like believes in doctors and stuff. But like, can you contact like someone's doctor and be like, by the way, I think my dad is taking some stuff that's bad for him. He's not listening to me. Could you warn him?
You probably
him
could. Well, I don't see why not.
Just be like, have a doctor being like, stop doing this. You are going to kill yourself.
Or what if they're like, you're fine?
I mean, I think the fact that he's on the ivermectin train is kind of like he's probably not really listening to doctors and more listening to like Joe Rogan and RFK.
It says, yeah, methylene blue, a synthetic compound originally developed as a textile dye, has a diverse range of medical applications in it and is being explored for its potential benefits in various areas. Its FDA approved use is to treat methemoglobinemia, a condition where the blood's ability to carry oxygen is reduced.
Yeah, there was like a video a while ago of RFK on a plane like dropping it into
water. Think it'll like help your brain and like anti-age and mood enhancements.
I don't know anything
but
about
it has been shown though that it is bad for you, and that
I mean
it does.
It's just like it's like a synthetic dye. It's not like medicine or a supplement. It's just like it's like people
it's
who drink raw milk.
Okay,
apparently.
Well,
the health stuff, I think, is like in my dark, cynical side. I'm like, just, you know what? Keep taking it. Drink the raw milk. Pump yourself full of fucking ivermectin.
Right. If that's your choice,
you won't get to vote in the next election because you're not going to be around. Like, one more vote for me. Because
But it's your dad.
Because it's his dad. It's I don't think he's overreacting, but
I think you need to like do even more research too. Like, really get to the root of like how bad this is,
totally.
And be like present it to him and be like, "I love you so much. This comes from a place of love. I'm very concerned about these risks of what you're taking. If there were more research that was showing that this is actually like good for you, then
but look
prove
at this YouTube
wrong.
Short that I found. That's AI that tells me that blue
literally
is good.
I mean." I don't know. You got to come from a place of love and concern.
That's true.
But
that's
not be,
fair.
And don't be like, Dad, you're being such a fucking idiot. Like, you know, none of that shit. But
yeah, the
I'm
way.
Trying, I just want a Reddit thread that's like, people have used it. Have you found any benefits from it?
Methylene blue.
Yeah. But I feel like it's just going to be people who are like.
It just sounds like a.
It reminds me of like colloidal silver or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of medical things have really weird names, you know?
Yeah, but this, like, I don't know.
What do we know? I don't want to like be like.
When I looked it up, it just looks like you get it at a gas station.
Sounds weird.
You could buy it at a gas station?
Yeah.
No, it looks like something you'd get at a gas station. Like.
Yeah,
like, it's just a little dropper.
It's like some like horny goat weed.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, some
those are, I don't know, people who take those like, you know, pills at the. At the gas station,
like Viagra based pills,
but
that
it's
like
called like Extend
Rhino
Explosion.
XL.
Yeah.
Do they work?
What?
Apparently,
Rhino
they do work.
There's it's like Viagra, but they're like branded and have like animals, and it's like an off brand. And you can buy them at the fucking gas station, like
fuck like an ox.
Yes, and it I can't imagine it's good for you. I feel like I've seen like a
it probably
YouTube
gives you
like
heart
vitamins,
problems.
Niacin, and it does apparently have the same ingredients, I believe, as Viagra. So you're able to like get it without having a prescription for Viagra, and it's usually like a one-time like dose kind of thing. You're not having like a full bottle of it. It's like a Plan B, but. You know, like Plan B is like a pill that you just buy, like package, like one.
Yeah.
Is there one or two?
One.
This is one.
Yeah. Well, you've never bought it before?
Plan B?
Yeah.
I have never bought Plan B.
You make the girl buy it?
Wow.
I don't know. I've never had to go buy me purchase.
Like, you've just never been in that situation.
Never been in that situation.
Maybe they took it and never told you.
Possibly, but that's their business.
You never got a Venmo request for like $47 the next morning?
Have you, Mike?
What's more, those records are sealed.
So yes. How many times?
We'll talk about it.
He goes,
Plan B when you take it. What are like the side effects? Like, what are like the next 48 hours like?
Cramping.
Pretty instant or?
No, it also totally depends on the person. Start like, your I feel like some earlier, people like don't even have symptoms, but yeah.
Yeah,
got it. How big? What does the pill look like?
Really, really tiny.
If you found like a pill on the ground, you would know that this is Plan B.
No, never.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's not that. I don't think it's that noticeable.
Right.
But yeah, people. The range of like super, super painful and just like you're out for like two full days versus like I didn't even know I had it. It just depends on the girl.
Is there one brand of Plan B or are there multiple
Plan B is the brand.
Yeah, yeah.
So
there's Julie, which is really great. Go get Julie. Tons of people are making it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But it's like the one ingredient is like what, progesterone or something?
I think so, yeah.
It's like a chemical and then it's been rebranded by a bunch of different. It's like when you take hair loss medicine or something, like finasteride or whatever. Yes. It's all the same shit.
Got it.
They're going to say heroin.
Heroin?
Is it hair something?
Oh, no, hair loss medicine.
They talk about I saw a Reddit post, like forever, I might have brought it up, but it was a guy who was like, is it okay if my coworkers and I do heroin every once a week, like every Friday?
Yes.
That can't be real.
That's how heroin addiction starts.
Like, you do it with your coworkers every Friday?
No, but like that it becomes
No, he's saying
what do you mean we do that?
Oh, of course it's bad.
No, you're saying it's bad. I'm saying because he was asking like, is it okay?
Of course it's bad.
Heroin addiction
I know it got confused because he goes, yes. But I said, is it okay if we do it? And he goes, yes.
Yeah.
So I think we all just got confused.
Oh, my bad.
But
no,
I know you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but heroin can, like, start as, like, oh, it was only once a week. I've been able to go through the week completely fine. I'm not craving it that much. And it actually isn't that expensive. And the high was so good. So why not, like, do it again? I really don't feel that bad. And then that's
would you get addicted if you did it once a week for, like, years? Do you think?
That's a really great question. Every addict is different.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, some people, it ruins their fucking life. And some people are functioning heroin
addicts. No, I mean,
for,
like if you literally did it once a week, does that mean you're addicted? Like, if you stopped, would you have withdrawal?
100%.
Yes.
You get withdrawals after the first one. That's why it's so fucked up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But
actually,
it's not that bad in the beginning, and that's what makes people do it because they're like, it's
"That's
not that
the
bad.
Scariest part of draw." Like, I would not be able to handle that the withdrawal shit.
Yeah.
Second I start to feel sick, I'm like, just give me more.
Yeah.
Like, that, God.
I read that someone was like, "Can you describe what heroin is like and then withdrawal?" And they were like, "The first time you take it, it's like you woke up and all your dreams have come true. All of your celebrities tell you that they love you. You win the basketball championship. Your parents, like, every dream you've ever wanted, you feel fulfilled. And then after that, it's slowly like, okay, maybe a little bit less, a little bit less, a little bit less. And then it gets to a point where if you don't have heroin, it feels like the exact opposite, where every waking second is just a pure nightmare. Everybody that you love hates you. You feel trapped and alone. And, like, even just taking it doesn't even help. And it's just a cycle that you
there's that good YouTube video of someone like describing the entire thing, and it's like you're on your way to work, it's raining, it sucks, you're in traffic, and then like you take the heroin and it's actually like, this is so beautiful, it's a cozy morning, the raindrops going down over my windshield are in such a moment of peace, I am like, you find so much peace in the present, like everything is good, why have I been so worried about all the stressors and everything in my life? And then it's the same kind of thing,
it like inverts.
It's perfectly described, and it makes you like, oh, I get why people do this and why you would never want to do this because of the
interesting
downfall. It's very interesting.
I used to really want to try it in college.
Heroin? My
would
God,
you smoke
Mike.
It or inject?
I don't think
pick
I,
your poison.
The fact that you would have to inject it probably is like a. I wouldn't actually do it, but it was just, it seemed like such an interesting, like, this was, again, there wasn't like tons of Reddit posts and this and that. You just see like, yeah, this guy who's in this band like did heroin and made his best music ever. I was like, damn, that's kind of fucking sick.
Cheese heroin was huge in Dallas in like the early
cheese
2000s.
Heroin?
I knew multiple kids that died from our high school. Ugh. Kid behind my house died from doing cheese heroin.
Wait,
which was
that sounds
basically
so familiar.
Like Tylenol PM, crushing it and freebasing it is like a form of like synthetic heroin. It's like Dallas, North Dallas suburbs is like the
good
second
God.
Sentence on the Wikipedia of how many kids were like doing this shit.
If people just, I think, just were so bored. Like, now don't do heroin. Just scroll on TikTok for like 4 hours. You'll feel just as good. Like, yeah. There's no reason to.
Well, they're addicts.
No, I'm saying, but like, to even it's start different. It, like, people, I feel like people are just not as, I mean, maybe I'm completely wrong.
I don't
here
think and, a lot of addicts are just like, I'm bored, I'm going to try heroin. I feel like.
You don't think drugs come from boredom? Like, the first time people try it, it's because they're a
little
bored.
I think it can, for sure. Like, I know in like towns where there's nothing to do, there's a lot of addicts. Sure. Yes, yeah. But which also, I'm sure it doesn't help that it's like there's literally nothing to do. So it's like, well, and I hear that a lot.
In like 1999, you're just like, what am I going to do? Watch another episode of MTV? Like, dude, I got this shit. It's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Let's try it. Versus now it's like, I don't want to turn my phone off. Yeah. I don't know.
So I
might be completely wrong.
I remember in Omaha, I'd be like, that's why people drink. Because it's like, what's there to fucking
do? Yeah,
there's
nothing to do.
Yeah.
All right. I have one. Am I overreacting? I left my therapist for political reasons. I said, I understand this is personal and possibly inappropriate, but I need to know if you voted for Trump. I don't want to receive life advice, be vulnerable, and be treated by someone with such a drastically different set of morals and values than I have. She said it shouldn't matter who she voted for. I said, in this case, for me, it does. She said she would not tell me who she voted for, but she's conflicted by many of the issues. I asked what she's conflicted about. She said she's conflicted about Black Lives Matter movement because it was violent. And she said she's conflicted about social programs because she doesn't want people taking advantage of them. You're against social programs, but you're a therapist. I told her that pretty much answers my question, and I'm thankful for our time, but I'm sorry. I don't think I can continue working with you. She got pretty angry. She said she was disappointed and teared up a bit. I felt like kind of a dick, but I can't justify paying money for treatment from someone I fundamentally disagree with about what being a good person means. I don't know. Am I overreacting?
It's a bad therapist.
Wait, why?
The therapist should have never weighed in her thoughts about any of those
I
programs.
I agree.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
That is, like, therapist 101 when they're trained to not bring in anything from their own personal life. There's levels of, like, boundaries, and therapists should be the pros at understanding what boundaries are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder if she already knew, like, after she kind of was like, you have to tell me or I'm going to leave no matter what because I can't, like, work with someone who I don't know aligns with me. Like, maybe she was like, well, fuck it. I might as well just tell her everything.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, that's, like, the one place I feel like I wouldn't even think to ask. Because I'm like, we don't have conversations where, like, it's on our shared beliefs. Like, you are just helping me get through life.
Yeah, but it comes up more than you'd think.
When I did therapy, it came up a lot. And I found out that my therapist was a Trump voter, and that's when I was like, I don't think I can do this anymore.
What would they, like, say to you about it, though?
Well, I would, like, talk about going on a date with a girl, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to see this girl again. And she's like, why? And I was like, because this girl voted for Trump, and, like, that's insane. And she's like, well, is that insane? And I was like, yeah, that's insane. And she was like, well, what, like, why do you have to have such judgment about someone who voted for Trump? I was like, well, you get it, right? And she's like, actually, I don't. And I was like, oh, okay.
And actually, I don't. They said that.
It was like she, like, insinuated, like, well, maybe, like, Trump, you know, maybe you just don't really know how good of a guy Trump actually is, and maybe you're missing something.
She said good of a guy?
Whoa, she said
it was,
that?
It was the most clear, like, this
and
girl
it wasn't,
was,
like, a sentence to try to make you, like, think about it?
Or, like, to alleviate anxiety of political differences and maybe, like.
No, this woman. For.
Well, I mean, yeah. If your therapist is doing that and, like, you don't align, sure. But to, I don't know.
But what if you're, like. I guess because therapy is such a thing of you working out your mind and yourself, where I guess politics does have a little bit of way because you want to make sure you're getting guidance from someone you feel seen with. But, like, if it was your doctor, I don't care if my doctor voted for Trump or is a Republican. They're there to, like, help benefit me as my doctor. Like, if a pilot who's flying me and I'm putting my life into their hands, I don't care what their political views are. That's their job. Is to make sure I'm safe and I'm healthy and I'm getting to where
I
need to be.
A therapist is just so personal, though. Like, I get it.
But your business.
Yeah.
But I think if they're, like, saying things to me where I'm like, oh, maybe, then, like, and I'm cocking my head, like, oh, they voted for Trump and they're trying to get me to, like, change the way I'm thinking. And it's obvious, then maybe I would ask.
Or just the fact they don't understand why I'm a. I don't know. It was just felt very like this person is just not even operating from the same.
Especially like if you're queer or something and have a therapist, you don't want a fucking person who voted for Trump to be your therapist. Well, you like outright voted against your rights.
I think if you are like queer, you should make sure that the therapist you get specializes
of
in
course.
That. And a lot of therapists do have that in their background and experience. So I think that's an important thing when you are shopping around for therapists, and mm-hmm. you do have like those informational like kind of interviews where you really get to know them and their experience, maybe do a little bit of research on them. And I actually feel like that's maybe where a therapist would explain like more about themselves.
Yeah.
Before your sessions truly start, because that's where they start putting up the wall. You can't really get to know them that much. Yeah. They're there to get to know you.
If they're a good therapist, yeah.
Right.
It's crazy. It's just become such a thing. Like, I feel like before, like, Trump, like, well, obviously politics still completely matter, but it's like now it's like such a divide. Like, if I was in therapy talking about the pandemic and I know this person doesn't believe in COVID, I'd be like, this is fucking weird.
It's like, different if it's like Mitt Romney versus like Trump, because then it just has this whole other set of beliefs that could go with it. Like, oh, so do you believe that, like, the election was stolen and like,
yeah, because if you voted for Trump, I assume you like think all these crazy things,
right?
Which, like, I don't,
and I will say, like, not that many people like are,
no, it's extreme,
crazy
I know.
Trump. They're just like Republican out of
which is
or not out of practice, but out of that's just how they would rather choose to vote than anything.
I don't really
are you overreacting? No, I think the therapist was a bad therapist, and I don't, it's a bummer that they kind of shat the bed with you and your own mental health, and now you are back to like square one, having to rework through someone else you see eye to eye with. But maybe this is a good thing.
I don't think she's. No. I don't think you're overreacting if you're leaving a therapist for reasons you feel uncomfortable with. I think you should be able to leave at any.
Your therapist
point.
Should just make you feel as comfortable and safe as any.
I also don't think the therapist is at fault because the girl was like, "You have to tell me."
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The therapist could be just like.
She's like, okay, I gotta tell her, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
She's like, I'm a therapist, but defund schools. Like, what?
Yeah.
Weird.
Okay. And defund the suicide hotline.
Yeah, literally. Like, crazy.
Okay. Oh, I have one. Here is mine. Oops, wait, where am I? Here we go. Okay, so my sister has always been into, like, crystals and astrology and raw milk. But after a trip to Burning Man where she did hallucinogenic frog venom and had a full breakdown, she legally changed her name to Obsidian Womb Fox. And now she's throwing a rebirth party in our parents' backyard to mark the one-year anniversary of her of her ego death.
Ugh.
The invite said we had to wear uterine tones and arrive at sunrise or when the hawks signal.
Oh, never mind.
And experience a journey through the sacred canal of transformation. I thought it'd be weird, but fine. Until I found out the main event is her being reborn out of a papier-mâché uterus, assisted by a Craigslist guy named Curtis, who plays her womb, and a Tibetan singing bowl while she crawls out of him.
Mm-hmm. This is hilarious.
It ends with her cutting in an umbilical ribbon and screaming, I am rewoven, and dancing in a kiddie pool full of coconut oil. I told her respectfully, I'm not going. She lost it. She said I was rejecting her second becoming and that I'm chained to the masculine lie of the Gregorian calendar.
She's right about that.
Now my whole family's upset. So, am I overreacting for not wanting to attend my adult sister's backyard rebirth where a Craigslist man plays her womb?
I don't know why she wouldn't want to go.
Yeah,
to
yes, I agree.
That's my
go.
Question.
Fucking go.
I'm like, this is the craziest thing you'll ever watch probably in your life.
Yeah.
Like, see.
She's family.
I think it's, I mean, I would love to watch a documentary about this. Like, or if I knew someone like this, I'd be like, I need to be there. However, it does stress me out that it is like sunrise, but that's okay. or when the hawks, like, how are you supposed to know? Like, how are you supposed to know when to show up?
Right.
The hawks. Also, I love that she's so committed. Like, that I'm obsessed with that. She's like getting a uterus.
She's brainwashed.
Kind of getting her
fucking insane.
I am rewoven.
Yeah, freak.
Nothing screams like people who have any, you never hear about someone saying, I've had an ego death, not have an ego about it. Like, I'm a new person and I'm this and I'm that. I thought your ego died. Why are you fucking ranting about this to me? I'm just
You're having a party?
Yeah, for you. And now you're flipping out that someone else doesn't want to go to your ego. I thought you don't have an ego. Why do you care if I go? It's always these like hippy dippy fucking Burning Man people that are like,
ego rebirth.
Yeah, just
actually like narcissists.
Yeah, I've never met someone that talks about ego death that is not a fucking crazy person. Like, I don't know if you guys know anybody that's
no, not really.
Is Lord going through an ego death?
I saw her talk about it somewhere.
Oh god, it to me it's like an instant red flag of like, oh, you're just like your shit's not worked out. Like
ego
you have to
death.
Have you ever met somebody that's like told you about it?
No.
A lot of people get it. Like sometimes when they do mushrooms, like, yes. I had an ego death.
They say I experienced ego death. I took acid.
Do you know like what it is?
I think it's a very overused term that has lost its like merit.
Yes.
Yeah. But I do think like you can experience like significant mental change in benefit from hallucinogenic drugs that rewire your brain for the better. You can really,
yes.
You can reflect and go, oh my gosh, I was a terrible person before, mm-hmm. and I was kind of awful to a lot of people. And having that moment of like, I just want to accept that I am a new person, because by accepting that there was a death allows you to maybe be on a new channel. Hopefully you commit to it and become this new version of yourself. So it's like a commitment to like, I'm going to be a better me. Like it's a commitment to, or people who are like going sober in sobriety and pledging to do that. It's by saying, and I'm allowing you guys to come here and bear witness to it.
Yeah.
Same thing we do with marriage and everything else is like, we're here to bear witness that you're going to have this commitment to this new version of yourself. Kind of beautiful. Where I'm like, if this helps the person accept their new me,
Hire a Craigslist guy to cut and paper mache and billet before while hawks circle around you and proclaim my new name.
You're free. Yeah,
and you don't. You don't have an ego, but you're throwing a party for yourself, or you're hiring. Like, no,
you're a little kooky.
You had an ego.
I think the sister should not. The one going through the ego death should not assume everyone wants to go. And if someone doesn't want to go, she shouldn't freak out, because this is like, because
it's
about her, not
her ego's dead.
Right? Yeah. Why? Yeah. It's very hypocritical.
Because she's dead.
That's so wild.
I want to go.
Yeah, it would be wild.
Getting
to watch
in a kiddie pool of coconut oil. What's that whole part
Dude,
about?
Dude, I don't know. I want to go too.
I wonder what her poor parents.
I need to find
think.
A YouTube video of like someone in like a weird place has done like this rebirth ceremony.
I think it's a friend. Yeah, you could say no, but I don't know. For a sibling, you got to be there for them. But if she's had a pattern of being like mentally abusive and crazy and has done these types of little.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
What if Kevin went to Burning Man?
Yeah.
And came back and did a similar thing? Matt, I got to tell you, my name is now Vishnu Sahatra, and I am from the eighth dimension.
And my name is Optimus Prime.
Yeah, and I am no longer of this earth, and I'm being reborn.
Like, are you stone? Are you hot? Like, I don't
know. I'd be like, give me whatever you're on.
It would suck that I would.
You would go?
You'd be like,
yes.
You just got married, Kevin. Yeah. What are you doing?
I love my brother. I don't know. I want to think that I'd still love him no matter what.
You would. Just have him drink some. Silver, really, she was.
Silver oxide.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I the asshole for breaking up with my girlfriend for sleeping naked in the same bed as her gay best friend?
Ooh.
Whoa.
I, 22, male, broke up with my girlfriend, 21, female, after she got back from a girls' trip to Ibiza. And now some of our mutual friends are saying I overreacted, so I'm here for an outside take. She went with a few of her close friends, including one of her best friends, who happens to be a gay guy she's super close with. They've known each other for years. I've met him, and I've never had a problem with him. Anyway, she mentioned over FaceTime one night that she and this friend were sharing a room and had slept naked in the same bed. She said it very casually, laughed a bit, and added, "He's gay, so it's not weird." I didn't say much at the time, just moved on with conversation. Later, I thought about it more and realized I wasn't okay with it. I found it disrespectful to our relationship and honestly saw it as a red flag. It just didn't sit right with me. I wouldn't sleep naked next to a lesbian friend and expect her to be fine with it. So why would this be any different? When she got back, I told her how I felt. I didn't accuse her of anything or blow up. I just said I don't think we were on the same page when it comes to boundaries in a relationship, and I don't want to keep moving forward with this mismatch. She told me I was being insecure and ridiculous, and her friends are now saying I ended a relationship over nothing. But from where I stand, it wasn't nothing. It was a boundary I'm not comfortable crossing. Am I overreacting?
That's tough.
The naked part's
a little crazy.
Why is he naked? That's a little weird.
Yeah.
Oh, he was naked too?
They're in Ibiza. They're probably like rolling face, just like plopped into bed.
Literally. True.
I get her side of it. But it is a little weird. She has to admit that it's a little weird.
Sure. But the thing is, he didn't give her the opportunity to even like learn and grow from that. He was just like, this isn't going to work.
True.
Yeah. He just like straight up broke up with her.
His analogy is also wrong. He's like, oh, it's like me sleeping with a lesbian.
I know.
No, you sleeping with a naked woman is not the same as a naked woman sleeping with a gay man.
What if she's topless but has underpants on and...
and he's got boxers on?
Yeah.
I think that's a little better.
I think it's fine.
That's like the last like part where it's like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah.
But even though I'd be uncomfortable if my wife did that, but like I'm understanding sure. like friends that I yeah. know, I could see that happening.
Like when we do like an Airbnb, there's always people sleeping in the bed with like yes. the gay guy. It's like the girl and the gay guy will sleep together and it's fine.
No problem with that.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
I think he just overreacted in the sense he didn't, like, give her the opportunity to, like, not do it again.
Yeah.
Like, he just was like, we're a mismatch.
Yeah, like, this isn't going to work.
And well, I think, though, it's still, like, kind of a valid reason. So, imagine now the friend group is like, oh, my gosh, Garrett just broke up with Jessica. Why? Because she slept naked with, you know, gay Timmy. And
gay Timmy.
And everyone's like, well,
shout
did,
out gay
they,
Timmy.
Did they really sleep naked together? And they're like, well, yeah, but, like, but he's gay. I think some people would be like,
I think
well,
it's like kind of like some people be like, I kind of get it. But other people be like, well, but you've known each other for years.
I would, and yeah, just be like, he's gay. She's straight. And I think the fact that it was so like casually brought up by her.
Yeah.
It like isn't like she was like hiding anything, like something happened.
Yeah.
She was kind of pushing it to test him to see what he would be comfortable with, too.
I don't know. I think she probably was just like on the phone like, oh, yeah, like we were so drunk or something and ended up like naked.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She might be a little more open and free.
Yeah.
He's also 22, so it's like still a younger
guy.
Yeah,
they're
guy.
So young.
Oh,
a little
yeah.
bit of insecurity there of just like,
totally.
I don't
this
know
is
if
a
I
great
like
learning
this.
Lesson for him.
Yeah, I think he should have well, like given her the opportunity to not do it again.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, like maybe
if you
talk
really,
it out.
Yeah,
yeah,
like him just being like, this isn't going
to
work.
Yeah,
is
giving
it an overreaction
wants to get rid
to
of
break
her.
Up is the question.
There was one time there was a girl I was seeing, lightly dating. Getting to know each other, and we went to a pool party, and she went topless at the pool party,
huh?
With like her friends around other gay guys and straight guys. But in that moment, I was like, "This isn't gonna work out."
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, that's not
because we also were not that close in relation for me to be like, "I'm not comfortable," or
"Yeah,
you're my
yeah.
girl. I don't want you showing her top." But I was just like, "We do not see
just
eye
like
to eye."
Casually walking around like that.
Casually walking around. Yeah, kind of. It was like a pool party at
on.
Night. It was like in the dark, but like going topless.
Oh, we're doing topless
like
in my
the
house
water?
On Saturday.
In the water, sitting on the side of the pool, hanging out, like on in the hot tub, side of the hot tub. And
oh.
I'm like, this is
it's a little
I
much.
Want to stop seeing her.
Yeah.
Once again, lightly dating. But I definitely was considering, like, should I date this person? But from that moment,
yeah.
I go, we don't see eye to eye.
Yeah.
But once again, everybody has their freedom
yeah.
and their
yeah.
own entitlement to their body and to
totally.
Do what they want to do. I realize we're not a good match if this is what
yeah.
you're comfortable
it
with.
It makes sense for him to like give up and stuff and just not want to be with her if they had just started seeing each other.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're like, they've been dating for a while, correct?
Yeah, and it's like behind closed doors. I don't know. I think he could have like asked more questions.
And I just want to clarify with that person. I did not like right there in there.
You didn't
did
leave him there?
Then and there on the spot was like, this is not going to work.
You say it out.
Out
loud.
You're like, I ghosted
never,
her.
And I even told them that was the reason. But it was just this moment where I'm like, oof, this is,
yeah,
we are not a match. And then we slowly called it off. Never said it was for that reason. I just want to be clear about that. And never
yeah.
like embarrassed her or anything.
Do you want to address her by name?
No. No.
Yeah, let
glad
the people know.
Out.
The comments were crazy.
What
they
were
like, are
say?
We sure he's gay? Did they hook up before? Maybe he's bi.
Oh, that's good too. Possible.
Why did she toss it in that? Yeah, we slept naked.
I think he would add that in if that had happened. He would definitely be like, also they've hooked up before.
All right. Yeah, it seemed like he didn't have a problem with the, yeah.
Yeah, because he said that he's never had a problem with him before.
Am I overreacting by not taking my girlfriend shopping after she yelled at me for taking a wrong turn? We were out shopping today. We went to two stores looking for slippers that she wanted, but no luck. I suggest we go to Costco so I can grab a hot dog for $1.50. If you know, you know. After that, she wanted to check out an expensive Miu Miu dress.
Oh, Jesus
Miu Miu.
Oh. Christ.
What?
Miu Miu.
Miu Miu.
It's a brand.
Okay.
It's okay. I would say the same thing if I
didn't. I was down, but downtown was always packed. I accidentally took a wrong turn on a one-way street, and she just lost it, full-on yelling at me like I committed a crime. I tried to calm her down, quote, no big deal, but she kept freaking out. Finally, I said, fuck it, and told her, we're done shopping for the day. Now she's pissed at me, saying I made time for my hot dog, but not for her dress. We already went to two stores for stuff that she didn't, that they didn't have what she wanted, and the hot dog took 5 minutes. The wrong turn was an honest mistake in a confusing area. I feel like she majorly overreacted over a simple driving error, and I don't think I should tolerate being screamed at over something so minor. If she had just been chill, ooh, yikes, about the wrong turn, we would have found another route to get to the store. Am I overreacting by canceling the shopping trip, or was I right to draw a line when she started throwing a tantrum in the car?
They both kind of suck.
Yeah.
He's giving like a dad. Or like, you're in trouble.
Aggressive boyfriend, too, of just like, what, fucking don't yell at me, babe.
Yeah.
It's a wrong turn.
Never tell
she
Mike.
Sucks for yelling at him, and then he sucks for, like,
ending the whole shopping trip in the front to find.
Yeah.
Weird.
I hate when people act so dramatic in a car. I'm just like, obviously I get it if it's like an accident's about to happen or like, oh fuck, I missed a whatever. But it's like when someone's like actually mad because they missed a turn, I'm just like,
easy.
I don't know. I've just always been like,
being like, nope, we're going home.
Yeah.
Well, she was screaming at him, just like, how the fuck could you be so stupid and take a one way? Didn't you say it was a one way, you fucking idiot? I'm just like, okay,
I think
hold
they
on.
Both suck.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It was so crazy. I was taking Nolan to the airport like a month weeks ago, and there was a car behind us. We're in front of like a plaza. We weren't near the airport yet, but we were getting close. We're near a plaza, and he was like, damn, look behind us, they're like fighting. And you could see the guy and the girl were like you know, making a lot of faces and stuff. And then unsure what happened, we just see her get out and start walking towards the store. And I was like, we were just like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, when you see people yell, I kind of want to know, but like I will never ask. Be like, hey, what's going on in there? You guys okay?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah. Because like, you know, I feel like when someone's fighting, all they would love is for like an outside person to be like, what's going on over here? I'm like, oh my God, she's just being such a fucking crate. Can you
yeah,
like,
put them on your side
this?
Real fast.
Yeah, just to try and like get someone on their side. But I don't ever want to get trapped in a situation. Like I was going to go up to that couple fighting in the Erewhon parking lot and just be like, guys, can we do this inside? Like, what are we doing here? But then
you're like, I'm a therapist. Would you like to sit down?
No, ever since that one guy like attacked me outside of that bar. Remember, were you there?
At South by Southwest?
Yeah.
When you ran for your life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that guy was just yelling at his girlfriend. She's like, get him away from me. I'm like, are you all right? And he's like, don't fucking talk to her.
Yeah.
Boom. And like that is pushed scary. Me from
and
behind.
And that went down.
And
I was like, he went that way.
I'm like, do not let that man into the bar. He fucking like.
That's so scary.
Pushed me. If I would have fallen to the ground, I think he would have just fucking walloped me.
Yeah, that was so. That was one
hopefully
of the craziest.
The girl got home all
that's
right.
So
I was trying to rescue that girl, but
like as a girl, like it would be so fucking embarrassing to have a boyfriend that's just always like, I could fight someone right now.
Oh, no, but some girls like that. Some girls are like, oh, I like my man. He's gonna fight for me.
It's very toxic.
Yeah,
it's very like masculine. Like I'm gonna punch a wall.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought this was interesting. Am I overreacting for walking out of dinner when my fiance asked me to sign a prenup?
Ooh.
We were at a steakhouse last week. Not even fancy, just a regular mid-tier spot. Dinner was fine. Conversation was normal. Then right after ordering dessert, he goes, so we should probably talk about a prenup soon. Just like that. No buildup, no sensitivity. Just dropped it like we were casually talking about weekend plans. For context, he recently won like $50,000 on a 5-leg parlay. Yes, it was real. And I saw his balance on steak. He keeps talking about being smarter with money. I asked if he really thought I was after his money. That somehow made it worse. I told him I lost my appetite and I left. He stayed and paid the check. Later, he texted later saying I embarrassed him and overreacted. But honestly, I felt completely blindsided and a little insulted. It felt cold and transactional. Like he was preparing for divorce before he even got married. So yeah, did I overreact or was that a valid reason to show, or sorry, response to how he brought it up?
Oof.
I think the gambling definitely got to his head.
Her also, like, $50,000, and you're, like, acting like you're a billionaire.
Yeah,
yeah, easy tiger.
She can walk away with $25,000 if she wants it.
Yeah, but it's just, like, that's what's going to make you be, like, you know what?
Yeah.
No, yeah, the gambling thing for, like, guys is just so cringe of just, like.
And she should be the one doing it right up.
Yeah,
like, you're
going
to be gambling?
Yes. Agreed. You should go back. If you're gambling,
actually,
then I want a prenup.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'll sign it right now.
Yeah, great
idea.
Yeah,
I think the way he did it, like, I think that it's, like, fine to have a conversation with your partner about a prenup, but I don't think the way he went about it was.
I agree. So we should probably talk about that soon. Like, okay.
Yeah.
It's a little.
Mike, would you make a girl sign a prenup? Or would you not make a girl sign a prenup, but have a prenup
have your wife.
In your.
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I've heard arguments.
What if she was like, I need you to sign
That's
a
probably
prenup.
What's going to happen because all these LA Jewish girls are so rich that I'm like, they're going to look at me and be like,
You're not taking half.
I know. I've heard from some couples, like, before I got married, were like, get a prenup. And I'm like, oh.
The best case that I've heard is that if you don't get a prenup, they're, like, no matter what, you are signing a contract. It's just that if you don't discuss it ahead of time, you're just accepting the baseline government contract. Mm-hmm. And that one kind of sucks. So, like, you may as well do the work to do the contract the way that you want. Because it's not like by not signing a prenup, you're not – there is a prenup no matter what. It's just if you want to discuss it ahead of time or not. Great. Like,
there was one on Real Housewives, this couple that's getting divorced now. And in the prenup, it was like something along the lines of if you've been married for 10 years, then you get like X amount of your husband's stuff. So she literally like waited to file until – like they've been separated – and like doing their own things, but then she waited until it was like the 10-year mark so that she could get.
Wow,
that's kind of like tea.
Yeah,
like yeah, make it like 20 years, and then you can have half my things. Yeah, but also like I would get freaked out if I feel like this prenup thing. Like I think it can go either way. Like I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I do get why people get offended by it, but I don't think it's like coming from a good place if they get offended by it. I guess it depends on how it's talked about and who brings it up and like why they bring it up. But
yeah.
I think I would be afraid that I would get married and like whoever I'm with like would have like a weird mental breakdown like later or something and like take half of my thing. I don't know. I guess I would just be scared about that.
Yeah. I don't know what you mean.
A prenup is like basically the idea would be instead of if we ever get divorced, we get split everything 50-50. It's like the prenup basically says we come in with X amount, we leave with X amount.
Yeah.
I believe so. I think they can profit. All be different, though.
Say that yeah. one more time.
Like, there's prenups where it's like, if Thank we you. Get a divorce, you don't get anything.
But like the baseline would be like, normally, let's say you have $10,000, sure. the wife has $1 million. A regular marriage contract says, once you get married, you have $1,010,000. If you break up, you get $500K, you get $500K.
Right.
The prenup, basically, like the baseline one is, you have $10K, she has $1 million. You get married. If you break up and get divorced, you only get 10K and you only get $1 million. So you can't profit off of a divorce is the point
can
of a
prenup. Can you still, like, if you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, can you still be like, oh, I'll still give her, like, $30 million?
You could give whatever you want, but you're not obligated to.
I'll still give her.
But that's like, a dream.
Which I think is, like...
But it's, like, a big problem where, you know, not a problem, but there are people who will marry someone way above their wealth and then within a year just get divorced and then by the law... The marriage contract that you sign is 50-50 no matter what.
Yeah.
And that's why people do a prenup, so they don't get scammed.
Dave Portnoy's been, like, very, like, vocal about, like, his ex-wife still has access to his bank account. And, like, he's been on podcasts and, like, so she could literally just right now take out $30 million without telling you. He goes, yeah, I guess she technically could, but she won't. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It seems like they really respect each other. But that would freak me out. Except, like, what if one day this person just went crazy and, like, took everything?
He said, like, I don't care.
I know.
He's so rich, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I feel like he probably also has like access to accounts she probably doesn't even know about.
Yeah, offshore.
Oh wait, is he still married to a person?
No, they've been divorced. Or I don't know, are they technically?
I think they're still married.
But doesn't he have like new girlfriends every week?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think that they're like they haven't been together in like a very, very, very long time.
Who is the wife? Was she like a somebody or just
no? It was like just a person that he dated and married, and it was before he was who he is.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I think he's like. She was like there respect. For me when I started, and she was with me through, like, the whole process, and I love her, and I respect her, and I trust her.
Those always break my heart when I see, like, you look up a famous person, you see they had, like, a previous marriage, but it was right before they got really successful.
Yeah.
And then right when they become super famous, they break it off. It just crushes me that, like... The person's life just changed so much and just nothing was the same. And like, but that person had such a pivotal role in like, I think a good luck of bringing you the success.
I feel like though sometimes it comes from them not supporting
yeah,
the success.
It could be like they were just a drag on my, I was trying to achieve my
dreams. Yeah,
or they
start getting jealous and they're
like,
wow.
And they're
like,
well, if you don't want to live this life with me, then see you later.
Because a lot of times like, you know, if say like... Ethan Slater, for example, he
Who's
started
that?
Dating Ariana Grande. He was married with a child, like a newborn, I think, right? It was a newborn?
Yeah.
And he did Wicked with Ariana Grande, and they, like, ended up, like, he ended up breaking up, like, getting a divorce, and now they're, and Ariana got a divorce, and now they're together. And it's, like, this is his first, like, big, big role, so it's, like, kind of, like, that.
I mean, you're with child while your, like, ex-husband is now with, like, one of the biggest pop stars in the world. That, see, that would, like, piss
so
me
sad.
Off.
Sad.
Like,
yeah. But the thing I could see is, like, say, like, I was in Wicked. like the being away filming might start all the drama. Yeah. And then when it comes out, all the press and like all the attention, then it's like, okay, this is too much for me, you know. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I feel like it could be like that. I wonder if there's any people who like got, if there's any people who became like influencers and their significant others broke up with them.
Oh, I'm sure. Tons.
Because I'm sure that, like, yeah, I guess you're right, because I'm sure a lot of people are really cringy about it.
It's like a different kind of vein.
And are like,
too.
be in my video yeah. all the time. Like,
yeah.
Always filming. I always think about that, like couples that are big on social media or like for example, like no hate, but like Michaela, the makeup girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I forgot what I was going to say. That's so weird.
Was she in a relationship?
She's married. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah. She films a lot, like, with him. And I'm just like, I wonder how he feels. I don't know. I'm just always always in videos and stuff.
I totally would be supportive, though, of it.
Totally.
I think when, like, you become, like, a big actor, and you're, like, gone, like, for months at a time, filming movies, doing on-screen intimacy with other people.
Oh, yeah.
And then the press, the public all wants you to be with, like, this
true.
Person. Like, oh my gosh, they have to be together. But, like, no, they have this significant other back home, and you're just, like, having to go to the rap parties. Hey, yep, I'm the boyfriend, I'm the husband.
We pretended to have sex.
Like, oh, well, it's so nice to meet you. Anyways, we need you to get a picture. So you guys could be in one, of course, but all right.
You got to be so strong.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love it when someone is super famous, though, and is with, like, I'm going to say
their high
nobody.
School sweetheart?
Yeah.
Like, Ed Sheeran did that.
Yeah. Like, Dolly Parton's husband. I think he just died. But, like, he never, like, saw her even perform, but I'm like, damn, what a life that guy had.
Yeah.
Dolly, just waiting for Dolly at home. But it's fascinating.
Ugh.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I was, like, going to get married and...
Do you ever think, like, any of us could have, like, really famous kids? Not saying, like, to be stage parents, but, like, you could have, like, the next Emma Stone or Jennifer Lawrence or...
If you're kind of narcissistic, say yes.
But it's just wild. Like, there's, you know, you have your own success in life. And never bank on your child being successful
to
benefit your life. But it is wild
cool to
that,
think
like...
about.
I mean, that would be crazy, yeah.
Successful people. Like, I just couldn't imagine if, like, my son was the next Post Malone. I'd be like, oh, my... I never saw my...
Because like, I sometimes think about my parents, like, if I, like, when I was younger, I would think, like, if I was, like, famous, I wonder how my parents would, like, what would they would think? Or, like, oh, my God, my daughter. Because I'm obviously, like, Billy and Phineas's parents, like, I can't imagine what they, you know, their heads are at. Like, holy fuck, our kids are so famous for, like, literally their art. It's kind of cool. I mean, it's obviously very
cool. It's got to be, like, so great, but also so challenging.
Scary
just because, like, all of the... negativity that comes with it and like having to see your kids deal with all that, it's gotta be so hard.
You gotta be a rock for them for sure, navigate them through
her
it all.
Family like tours with her usually, right?
Yeah,
like her
parents. They're very involved.
Their parents are super nice
so
too.
So nice.
Yeah,
like they look like sweeties.
They do.
Yeah, the mom is just like such a nice lady. Just like it'd be like talking to your friend's mom. She's just so like normal.
If you did have a kid, what and like they were to be famous, what kind of famous do you think they would be?
And they're really good at what they do.
Yeah.
It would be awesome if they were like just one of the best movie stars of all time. Like Emma Stone. I'm just like, it is crazy two people had her and she's just that good. Like, and she seems like genuinely nice and funny and like down to earth. I guess that.
What if you had a kid that was like the governor of Texas though?
That's not
like you had a kid who was
a
just
politician.
Like,
Republican
just, because then people are always trying to like go to skeletons of my closet, looking at clips from the podcast, being like, "Who is this wackadoodle dad?
Yeah.
You want to vote for this man? Look at who fathered him."
Yeah,
like,
true.
No way.
That's that guy who's a sexist.
Yeah, like your dad's running, but they show
it's
stuff
says
of
Mad
you.
King, known sexist.
It's a clip of Ben Con.
Yeah,
known sexist. Mad King.
A musician kid would be kind of cool because you get to go on tour and like kind of see the world.
Yeah.
Be
yeah.
like, but
I'm just thinking like your genetics, like what do you think you could produce? I feel like you're an actor. An actor
I
would
guess
be good.
So. I guess, like
maybe or an athlete because your height too.
True. A model kid though, I'd be like, all right, as long as you're just healthy, I don't want like
just be healthy.
I wouldn't want like a runway like daughter. Yeah. I don't know. I would love my kid no matter what they
of
wanted
course.
To do and totally support
no,
their passion. But
this
it
is
kind
silly.
Of what would you want?
I don't know if it's what I would want. I'm just thinking of, like, the skills TJ and I both possess. Like, obviously, he is good at music.
You're going to make the next Skrillex.
No, that would be sick.
Yeah, the next Fred again.
Like, yeah, that would be good. He definitely, like, I would be thankful if my kid got a lot of his genetics. He's just, like, really smart and does stuff that I'm like, oh, I wish I was that way.
Yeah.
So a musician would be cool.
That would be really
cool. I also feel like it, like, I was like an athlete, but I'm like, what would be more fun?
This is like, it sounds like a joke, but I would be so excited if my kids were like producers on Hoarders or something.
Oh, what?
Like producers on TLC, like Hoarders or Love After Lockup or something. I'd be like, tell me everything. I'd be like, oh, Jen, I'd love that.
You get to go to the like the editing and just see all of the footage, all 12 hours of the
Yes. Yeah. Oh, give me the
unedited. Give me the Google Drive link. Yeah. I just want to watch all of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like 18 hours of raw footage. Yeah, give me all of it. I want to see
it. Dude,
everything.
When Vanderpump was like Vanderpumping after Scandival, the reunion, when the reunions were happening, Emma and I watched at her neighbor's house, and she edited the, like, she was one of the editors of the reunion. And I'm just like, there's probably files upstairs that are just fucking raw and like things we'll never see.
My mom needs to sign an NDA.
Yeah.
She wants to see all the clips.
I'm like, my mom is weird and she wants to come to all these hoarding houses.
I don't know. Signing an NDA, I'm just such a blabberer.
Right? I've signed a few.
I was told like a critical piece of information a couple weeks ago, and like it was one of those things where it's like you actually can't tell a single person.
Did you tell me?
In the I don't know, actually.
Would you?
I don't know. No. There have been times where I've like multiple times like almost let it slip, because it's like one thing that's gonna come out anyway,
right?
So I'm like, okay, but I'm like, okay, just hold on a couple months.
Damn.
You ever signed an NDA going to someone's house?
Yeah, I feel like we've done that.
I don't know,
once
maybe.
But I never
like
really
a party, like LA party.
Yeah,
probably.
Like at some like gamers,
like really nice houses. Sometimes, well, actually, it's only been like one house that I go to like pretty often. I have to sign it like every time I go there.
Oh,
not because like anything is happening there. They just don't. If something happens there at the house accidentally, they don't want you to sue.
I don't
like,
think
it's
an NDA. Then is
fall
it?
Off.
That's
their,
a
like,
waiver. That's not an NDA.
Oh, yeah, was it a waiver? Maybe it's a safety waiver. It wasn't an NDA.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I feel like the only NDAs I've ever signed were like brand deals. Stuff.
Yeah, that's, yeah. That
like, I don't think I've ever
time.
Had somebody. I feel like it's so misconstrued. I feel like people think influencers are signing NDAs all the time.
Isn't it
to be
so crazy
anybody?
That people who like, if you like hook up with a celebrity or something, then they like slip you an NDA.
Yeah, that's a big thing people do.
I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, can you just
like
leave,
getting one and be like, what the fuck?
Can I just leave?
Yeah, like, would you
sign an NDA?
I guess it
to sleep with a famous girl.
To sleep with a famous person.
No. Like you just slept with them. Like you think you had like an amazing time.
Yeah, like you actually really like them.
And then like in the morning on your way out, they're like, oh, by the way, I need you to sign this.
Oh, I wouldn't do it after.
I would be like, what?
I feel like they do it before to make sure that they're safe.
You would have to, yeah.
Yeah.
Woo. Either situation, I would just be like, damn. I mean, there's definitely people I'd be like, yep. I don't need to like see you after this, but just for the story,
right? There would be people like, you need an NDA, please. This is ridiculous.
Yeah,
you think you are this hyped up and exclusive?
Me like, printing out an NDA.
I'm gonna start doing it to TJ.
It's a DocuSign.
When we gossip,
my iPad NDA, my iPad tip.
Yeah, that is so sign funny. Right here. Sign right here.
Aaron, tell me that information, and I'll sign an NDA for you. And then
Ooh.
I won't say anything.
Can you just like find one online and print it out?
Oh, yeah. Get a GPT right one.
And then I find out you tell someone and I can sue you?
Yeah. It'll be a good test if I spread information.
Yeah, I just like don't. I'm like, who would you tell?
I know. That's why I'm like, tell me. Cause...
Yeah. Oh, it's so crazy.
I'm like, I want to ask you so many questions. Now I can't.
How long
I'm like,
have
I ever?
For?
I think I've made someone sign an NDA, but it wasn't me. I think it was
ding. Ding.
Ding.
You know what that sound means, folks. We're descending into the end of the episode. A nice gentle landing. We want to thank you for flying Good Influences Air today. On behalf of your crew, I'm Captain Mike, by First Officer Carly Incontro.
And we do communicate.
What? Oh, yeah, we do talk in the cockpit.
We do talk in the cockpit.
Yeah, thanks for watching another episode.
What are we?
Oh,
flight attendants.
Yeah.
Your first class.
Put up your tray tables.
I would love to do that for just like a shift.
I know.
Be a flight attendant?
Yeah.
I wonder if I could be that good.
You're too big to be a flight attendant.
I know. I'd actually.
Yeah.
You'd be bumping into everything and just move. Yeah. Just.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, I forgot everything.
I think I would be good.
Yeah.
You would be good.
I think I'd be a good flight attendant.
Yeah. You can also talk shit to people and put them in their place.
I
That's
know.
Not going to fit in there. What are you doing?
I know, but I do think I'd have to bite my tongue a lot, which would be hard. Like if someone was rude to me,
your
I'd
mood
be
would
like,
shift the whole rest of the flight. Like you'd start off really hot, chatty, yeah. and then like people are like, "What happened to her?"
But then it'd be so yeah. fun to go gossip. Be like, "Get a load of this fucking."
Erin's going by, just like throwing like snacks at her. She's pissed.
And none for Gretchen Wieners.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, thank you guys so much for watching. If you like this episode, please like, please comment, please leave a review. And if you haven't already, check out our Patreon. Please subscribe to it. And we also have merch. Go to goodinfluencespod.com. And if it's your birthday, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Toodles.